The pictures are amazing. We've posted some from social media at herenow.org. A line of 13 tractor-trailer trucks parked on I-696 under an overpass in Detroit. They'd quietly pulled into formation over several early morning hours yesterday after police asked them to block the fall of a man threatening to jump. The idea was to form a wall, actually a roof, to catch him. Lieutenant Mike Shaw is spokesman for the Michigan State Police. Lieutenant Shaw, so powerful. Police had already closed all the roads. They'd spotted the man. Your officers are detouring cars and directing truckers. What happened?
As we're kind of running these cars off the exit ramp to send them off the freeway, troopers will start picking out semi-truck drivers, and we'll just kind of run them down to the next trooper and push them right underneath those overpasses.
Wait, you've done this before?
We've done this before. I've been in the department over 20 years, and it was one of the first things when I got to the Metro Detroit area that I was taught how to do.
Wow. So this idea of bringing these tractor trailers, these huge rigs, underneath to form, it's almost like a line of troops standing by. It's a very powerful image. What do the truckers say when you ask them? Are they familiar with this?
We use the word voluntold in the Michigan State Police as, yeah, you're either going to volunteer or you're told what to do. So we use the same terminology with the truck drivers. But every truck driver that we've ever asked to line up under those overpasses has always done it for us. Usually by the time we get one or two semis lined up underneath where the person is, the situation kind of resolves.
I'm sure some of them are humbled and thrilled to be able to help try to save a life. Is it a deterrent? Do the people look over and say, wow, I'm not going to go the distance I thought, or wow, someone cares for me?
I think it's a little bit of both there. Sometimes they don't even notice that it's going on because one of the troopers and the local officer's job up there is they're engaging with them is to kind of divert their attention. So they don't realize what we're kind of doing under there. So it almost sounds like normal traffic to them. But I think, too, that part of it is there. With suicide, a lot of times people are kind of working their way to that end, and there's a certain trigger that kind of puts them off. And on this individual, he was having a child custody dispute. Mm. So we were able to kind of take care of that trigger for him. And once he was able to see his son, we were able to talk him over and get him the help that he needs.
Did you bring the son to the bridge as well?
We did.
Oh, my God. So officers by his side, truckers standing vigil. His son came. There seems to be a signal here that, as you said, if you can interfere, you can stop.
Everybody was talking about what a great job the troopers are doing. We're very proud of them, the truckers and everything. There seemed to be lost that notion of on that overpass was a man that was actually considering ending his own life. And for us in law enforcement, we lose more officers to suicide, probably second only to line of duty death. So this was very important to me to kind of put that message out there of before you take that step on that overpass, there's so many opportunities to kind of stop this from happening. So while we are applauding the good work of the troopers and the good work of the truckers that are out there, we also want to get those messages out to those people that are maybe looking for help that, hey, we're there for you too. So don't look at this as me being a hero or the truckers being the hero, but look at this as this is an opportunity to educate people on suicide and some of the things that we can do to prevent that.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw of the Michigan State Police, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.